the longer they stick around, the more they're wasting teams' good windows. Paul Jones joins us, Raptors play-by-play voice, Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Nothing new, fellas.
Yeah, I know.
Nothing new.
People I know it isn't.
Jordan, people say that, you know, Barkley, oh, great player, doesn't have a ring. Ewing, great player, doesn't have the ring. You know why? Because Jordan has all his rings. And you know, we look at a guy like Kevin Durant. Who knows? I mean, everybody hopes he gets one, but he may not get a ring because LeBron and Duncan and people like that have them all.
I hated even having to be the guy that slightly defends LeBron. I didn't think these NBA Finals would be a referendum on LeBron. But the only way it has happened is because the Heat got destroyed the last three games. Is some of it on him?
No.
Is some nothing?
No.
I don't think it is either. But I felt like I was the only one.
People that think it's on him have no clue, because the guy is doing everything. I mean, look at what he does last night. 30 double figures in rebounds, and his average after a loss is 38.5. Even the other night, I was in Miami for those two games. Even the other night in game four, he goes for 28 or 27 or 28, 8, and like 3 assists. And Dwayne Wade, he can't guard you. He might be able to guard Walker, but he can't guard you right now.
I'm better off the dribble. Yeah.
And the supporting cast is what has to change in Miami. Like, and that's the big thing. And LeBron was very coy in his comments last night when he said, "I love Miami. I love, you know, but I'll see what happens." And he's going to say to Riley, "Look, you can hitch your card up to me, but I'm not carrying dead weight." And I think that's what it comes down to. And the biggest thing is, what do they do with Dwayne Wade? What do they do? And for people like, "Oh, LeBron's leaving." I know he's playing it coy, but I really don't think he's leaving.
I don't think so.
He's been to four finals. He's going to go somewhere else and play with guys that don't know what it's like to get there and the pressure and are going to crack. And look, San Antonio could have won this thing last year, but they let up for 28 seconds and Pop fell asleep for 28 seconds. I thought they were the better team. And that's not to say Miami isn't a good team, because you don't get to four straight finals without being a good team. Go look at the numbers on defense. Although this was the first year they were outside the top 10. Go look at the numbers on defense and on assists and all that stuff, and you will see Miami is a really good team. They got beat by a better team, though, in this series.
Paul Jones, our guest, Raptors play-by-play. You are right. And it's all about LeBron. It's all about the supporting cast. But that's the beauty of this. If LeBron ends up going elsewhere, do you not think, Paul, that right now you take out, I don't know, let's say Terrence Ross and put LeBron James in his spot in the Raptors starting five, the same with Indiana, probably the same in Brooklyn as well? You don't think any of those teams are in the NBA Finals?
Well, yeah, and that's the old joke. We're one player away. It just happens to be Michael Jordan, or it just happens to be LeBron James, or, I mean, he is that kind of guy. But at the same time, I think the decision's up to him, and look, Pat Riley will do everything he can to keep LeBron James. When he recruited him, you know, the story goes, he rolled out the rings, he sat and said, "Hey, you want one of these? Come to Miami." And, you know, for people that are, again, and Greg, as you said, I'm not defending LeBron, I'm just pointing things out.
Yeah.
Four straight finals? Like, and the comparisons to Michael have to stop. Everybody's lost in the finals except for Michael. I mean, Jerry West was like 1-8. Magic lost 3-4 times in the finals. So did Bird. Jordan was the only guy that didn't. Duncan lost last year in the finals for the first time. People lose in the finals. It happens. But for people to say that, you know, it's all on LeBron, that's crazy.
And the added twist of when Jordan came back, they retooled so much that adding Rodman in the summer of 95 was such a wild card. It was such a risk. I mean, he was there 1 year in San Antonio, and they liked, people like San Antonio that year. I was in on them and thinking they're going to win everything, and he was disastrous there. So they added him. Kukoc got really good. They got Steve Kerr, and they added pieces. And I'm not sure Miami has. They're going to lose Ray Allen and Shane Battier. I would not have amnestied Mike Miller. There were some missteps.
Yeah, the Mike Miller thing was a luxury tax thing. And Ray Allen last week, it was funny because we were standing there. The guy he's terrific. He's one of my favorite guys to go and sit and chat with. And somebody asked him about next year. He said, "Look, I'll see what my body feels like, because right now I'm not sure. And they were, because they were asking about the dunk, and he said, I just do these things to make sure my body can still do it. I jump every day. He said, you know, I used to think, oh, I'm going to dunk till I'm 90, but I've got to work at stuff. I mean, he talks about how he changed his diet in the summer and didn't eat sugar and, you know, no ice cream and cookies and things that he loved to snack on once in a while. He, you know, but he could come back and help them. I mean, he's got his deal is done. You know, they've got some decisions to make. If those guys opt out, they will have money. The Spurs, I think I saw a thing the other day where I saw the Spurs bench made as much money as Dwayne Wade this year. And they owe Wade $42 million over the next 2 years if he decides to opt in.
Yeah, yeah.
So will they opt out and instead of taking 20 and $22 million each for the next 2 years, take, you know, 13 like Tony Parker does, and Tim Duncan, get the hometown discount so you can find a guy like, you know, Patty Mills or, I mean, a guy like Boris Diaw, who Charlotte said, we're the worst team in the league and you stink, we're cutting you. And he, oh yeah, now he's got a ring. you know, that's what Miami has to do, get those guys to take less and find some people that will help.